Now, I think with most it'll be referring to something large, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees, well, even in the city? Little bushy-tailed.
You talking about a squirrel?
Uh-huh. What different kinds?
Oh, I mean, we'll learn later more about different kinds of squirrels lately, you know, but you got the fox squirrel and, fox squirrel and, I'm not very good at that because I didn't do too much hunting, you know, I guess, but they got a small squirrel they call something, smaller squirrels they call. What kind of squirrels, Willie? Cat. Yeah, they got, that's right, cat squirrels, fox squirrels, and something else.
Do you have a little thing smaller that has stripes on it?
Yeah, we do have a ground squirrel.
Yeah, you got a ground squirrel on it.
Uh-huh.
That's what I would name it, ground squirrel.
And what he does, he just run around on the ground or something?
Sometime back, he used to call it, we used to say it was a chipmunk, but it's not a chipmunk, it's a ground squirrel.
Ground squirrel, I see. I didn't know. I mean, you know, I mean, I know they got a lot of different kinds of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What different kinds of fish do people get around here?
We got catfish, perch. Was it catfish, perch, perches, and I don't know, trout, buffalo. Yeah. But in this particular area, you know, you just got we don't have no saltwater fish.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you know, whereas down farther you run across these flounders, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in this particular area, we would catch trouts and perches and I don't know, just a few common fish, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in this immediate area, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about something you could dig up to go fishing with?
Well, we used to call them baits, you know, but it's a worm. It's a worm, really.
Mm-hmm.
And most people refer to it as baits, you know.
What about a little fish that you could use?
Shiner.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And something you'd hear making a noise around the lake at night?
Bullfrog.
Uh-huh. What about the small kind of frog that comes out after it rains? Little green frog.
Yeah, I got spring frog, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Spring frog, I believe, and bullfrog, toad frog. Oh well.
The toad frog's on land, or?
Yeah, he's land. Yeah, dry land.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about something you could pick up a rock in a freshwater stream and see one of these? It's got claws on it. If you touch it, it'll swim away backwards.
What, a crawfish?
Okay, and something that people get from the Gulf that. They can eat raw pearls growing.
Oh, eat them with oyster.
Mm-hmm. And what about something they get by dragging nets in the Gulf?
Shrimp.
Okay. Say if you wanted to buy some of those, you'd ask for 2 or 3 pounds of...
Shrimp.
And a hard shell thing that can pull its legs and neck into its shell.
Well, a turtle or a kudu.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
I don't know. It's no difference. I mean, you know, just people... I think really, when I was a kid, a cooter, you know, they said cooter.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we referred, that was a turtle, you know.
Mm-hmm. Does it stay on land or in water or what?
From both.
Mm-hmm.
Land or water, you know.
What about one that just stays on land?
We call them dry land turtle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We got one that we call a dry land turtle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a name for that thing, you know, but I don't know what it... Some people refer to them as stink box or something.